So here we are. This is Wednesday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread.
Great to be with you.
Great to be with you in God's Word throughout this week. Look with me, if you would, in 1 Timothy chapter 5. After Paul giving instructions to Timothy, now Paul gives instructions through Timothy to the church itself. Here's what he tells the church of Jesus Christ. It begins in just a glorious way in this wonderful verse that says this: do not rebuke an older man, but encourage him. This is chapter 5, verse 1. Do not rebuke an older man, but encourage him as you would a father. Younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, younger women as sisters, in all purity. That's all we're going to do today, because this is so important. You know, when the Bible talks about the church, the Bible uses a number of metaphors. Sometimes the church is called an army. Sometimes the church is called Christ's bride. Sometimes the church is called a temple. Sometimes it's called a building that God is building with living stones. Sometimes it's called a field that God is harvesting a crop to his glory. Various things that are used. Sometimes the church is called a temple of the Lord. But one of the things that the Bible continually returns to describe God's covenant people is family. I remember the song when I was growing up, "We are family." And so here is this glorious call that we're family. You know, people long for family. And sometimes I think of singles as they're moving toward marriage or toward their call of singleness in life. I think of widows and widowers who are in the church, and they need to know, well, you may not right now have an immediate family, but you got family. We're family. That's what we are. We are family. We're a big family. Some families are bigger than others in a local church, but we're family. I know when my family had a reunion, my goodness, we would cover Clark Lake in South Carolina, where all of the Reeders and the Clarks and the Thurmans and everybody began to come together in our family, the Hendricks, and it was just amazing. They all came together, and we had this wonderful time, and it just covered the side of the lake almost. It was amazing. Well, we're family, and that means we need to treat each other as family. You can choose your friends, but you don't choose your family. God's given you his family, his church, his people. Now, he's told us how to treat each other. Here's how we're supposed to do it. Younger men, you treat older men as fathers. Now notice, not that they are your father. Now you've got one father, a biological father, but you treat them as a father. Now maybe not as you treated your father as an unbeliever, but as the Bible says you are to treat a father. You honor them. You treat them as fathers. And obviously the implication is that older men are going to treat the younger men with the carefulness that they would treat their sons. And then it says to younger women that they are to treat their older women as mothers, just as younger men are to treat older women as mothers. So young men, you treat older men as fathers, you treat older women as mothers, and you treat your peers as brothers and your female peers as sisters. That is the way that we are to function. So here is a woman in the church, an older woman. She honors as a mother her contemporaries and those around her age as sisters, and then contemporary men as brothers, and then you are to treat older men as fathers. Young men, here's how you're to treat older men as fathers. Here's how you're to treat older women as mothers. Boy, can you imagine what would happen in the Church of Jesus Christ if we lived with this kind of profundity, simplicity, but oh, how profound as a witness. And then he adds this qualifier, in all purity. You don't let the phileo love, brotherly and sisterly love, become erotic love. You do not treat each other improperly in terms of that ever-present impulse to create the idolatry of sexual immorality. No, you don't do that. And so that we are to have all purity in our relationships by God's grace. And with that purity, we show the decorum of grace in the body of Christ as we are family. And that's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reader, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.